The next generation of NASA's government-wide acquisition contract is getting closer to operational. The Solutions for Enterprise-Wide Procurement 5 contract will take on a number of challenges. Joanne Wojtek is program manager for NASA SOUP. Joanne, it's great to talk to you again. Welcome to the program. What specifically are you going to look at in SOUP 5 that maybe wasn't a component of the first four or is maybe not as high profile right now?
Well, there's two areas in particular that we're focusing in on, that not so much technology, but actually how the contracts operate. One very key one is supply chain risk management. I'm a very large part of that in terms of trying to keep up with what's going on. I'm part of an international standards committee working on some standards in that area, and so I really wanted to push that into contracts. And the other one is to really have full in detail of what is going through the contract. So we often get the question, well, can industry give us reports? And the answer is they don't have to with SOUP 5. We'll actually be able to give any report on anything to OMB and agencies about their usage. So it'll be a full service sort of data center for them.
The supply chain risk management is something that the administration has focused on. Congress is focusing on it. Exactly what the stuff is that agencies are using. How will you address that issue in SOUP 5, Joanne?
So our view for as a contract vehicle is we can't solve the issue and make sure that you get what you want. Nobody can solve that. What we can do is we can help with the risk management, which is really the focus, how to minimize your risk. So with SOUP 5, we've identified layers of risk, essentially, in terms of how the product gets from the manufacturer to the customer, with the best one being I buy it directly from the manufacturer, and the worst one being I have no idea how it got here. And so when the customer gets a quote from us, they'll essentially get a rating of risk with that quote saying, well, you know, this is no risk. And there may be, for this quote, well, there's lots of risk, and there might be a difference in price that they can then trade off. I'm willing to take the risk because the price is better and it's not a high critical system, or, you know, it's a DOD weapon system or something going up into the space station. Well, then you don't want to take any risk, and you're going to pay a little extra for that. But we want to be the informer of that information.
How microscopic will that scale be? Because it strikes me that if it's too microscopic, it could be onerous for the vendors to provide the information. And if it's not microscopic enough, there'll be a lot of latitude there for interpretation.
So what we're relying on is the old authorized reseller as kind of the first level. And so as companies want to add products from a manufacturer, and if they're an authorized reseller, we'll have an automated system, make it very easy for them to tell us and thus to verify that they are, without having to do lots of paperwork. They just have to give us, you know, information, and we send emails and handle it that way. And then even at the product level, they can at a product point just say, for this product, I'm authorized, and we can contact the manufacturer to verify that, again, in an automated system. We're very careful whenever we add new requirements to our contracts that we don't overburden industry and, in fact, try to make it easier for them.
What is it that they will have to do under SOUP 5 that they don't have to do today, if anything?
So besides the supply chain management, we are going to, in order to do the full accounting of what's being purchased, when an order comes to us, right now we do kind of a post-order thing, but once something's been done, you never go back. We're going to require that when an order comes in that we have verification at that point that the items are on contract and that we're tracking them. So, we'll have the full database then of everything that's been bought, which has been missing in the past. Other than that, it's just going to be very similar. I mean, there are differences differences in scope, some widening, some tightening. We try to balance what our customers want with what our scope of what we want to be is, which is a product-based service contract, so that people can get their full solution in one stop.
Joanne Wojtek, program manager for NASA SOUP. You're a week out from Industry Day, which was last Monday. What kind of questions, what kind of interaction did you get from the vendor community about what you have on tap for SOUP 5, Joanne?
Well, that was an exciting day. We had 550 people show up, and in the past time we've tried it, we had like one question, and so we were thinking, well, anybody ask a question, and I think we ended up with 200 questions. Some of them repetitive, but some of them, you know, really good in terms of understanding into helping industry understand what we're about, trying to emphasize for them that this is not a GSA schedule with lots of contracts. It's a very built on having a lot of resellers who have a broad breadth and depth of offerings to give the government good competition and good overlap of contracts so that it makes it easy to get to, but also keeps the price low and the technology fresh. So it's good. I think it really helped them understand the process that Soup goes under.
If you get one question normally and you got 200 last week, why do you think that happened? What do you think's behind that? That's interesting.
Well, I think the the last time we tried it was probably, I think we did it in Soup 3, and even though we had a fair number of people, I think people didn't really believe that you would answer questions. I think it helped once we started answering questions. We got more because they realized we weren't just going to stand there and say, we're not going to tell you. we got a lot of comments back from industry that was the best they've ever had in terms of interaction. We want to make sure that during this draft period, the questions are asked and we're able to answer. So we now have, for industry who's listening, on our website, under the Soup 5 link, they can go online. They can look at comments and questions that come in, and they can ask comments right on our site. And then when we answer them, they'll be visible for everyone to see. So the questions from the industry day will be available hopefully in the next week.
What's the timeline for the next steps on Soup 5?
Okay, so I don't have the exact calendar with me, but how the draft is open until the beginning of May, and I believe we are looking for the final RFP to be released late summer. The goal is to have award done by May 1st of 2014 when Soup 4 ends.